climb it and descend, then you could. And you should, if you can. That's the point. That's why they are one. Both oceans. Why there is both oceans? Why there is two? You tell me, please. This is your turn. Tonight is your turn, right?
Okay. Because we always see double when there is only single.
That's a little bit off, you know why? Because you blame us for it, as if we made it happen. No, it's more basic. You volunteered.
Why do we see two?
Yeah, well, there is two.
I would have said the same thing you said.
Go a little bit deeper, please. Forget about the humanity.
Because it's just a consequence of this.
It's a consequence of existence, whatever exists. You see, it's not us and our thinking. It's not even the life. It's how the universe is. When there is up, the down is born from up. They are intertwined. Turn around 180 degrees, you will see it on the wall. That yin and yang is that. There is no two pieces over there. First of all, when you look at yin and yang, how many pieces you see? You tell me. Yeah, my God, it's four. If you're looking for four, there is five, actually. Because there are three circles, yeah, three circles and two distorted ones, right? So there are five, you could recognize, but maybe you think it's two. It's not, it's one piece, you see, it's one piece over there. That's how it is. I mean, in existence, whatever is like a coin, has two sides. So, we don't mean by dividing them to two that what is good, what is bad. They are different. Okay. They are different. Why? Because the existence needs this intertwined system. When it comes to us, there are two oceans because one is sour, salty, and the other one is sweet. What does that mean? Moral. Duality we talked about. But when it comes to differentiate between these two, one is salty, the other one is sweet. Preferences goes to sweet. Why? Jenna, why?
It's what attracts us.
Look at us. We are there. Life. Life needs the sweet water. The necessity of the machine. So that one is closer to us because it's the necessity. But inside, inside we have the salty one. That's the irony, it works like that. So we need both.
But we need the sweet water to live.
Yes.
We can't intake the.
But the other one is to ride on and fish and all that. And if you have only this one, salt is missing. You're doomed. You need the salt. But you see it, that one is further away, and they are exactly the same, they are water, but they are not. Means that there are two kinds of knowledge. One is the knowledge close to you, which is sweet to you, which will support your life, and normally you should live with that. The other one, first of all, the approach to the other one, I'm sorry, but it's reserved to sailors. How about that? It's fair, right? They're used to that, they sail upon it, they don't drink it. There is another kind of knowledge that the masters will sail upon that one. The knowledge just supports their machine, their ship. But they are sailing around and they are discovering everything. They will discover the horizon. So they are completely different, but exactly the same. Main point is to swallow this, because this one, this belongs to animal. An animal is worried about what? Animal. Animal. Staying alive. Animal is looking for staying alive only. So animal looks at one part of this knowledge, the useful one, the obvious one, right? Which is going to take care of the immediate needs. The other one is to look from a distance to look at it. If you're looking at the coin from a distance, you will not be busy with one tail or head or what. You will see it. This is the practice that inshallah we learn to do about ourselves first. Because we need to see ourselves from outside. Normally, we look at ourselves just from inside. I'm busy with me as me. As me for me. As me the one, the main, the center of the universe and all that. But there is another me. That is me, but it's not in me. You get it? Is there anyone like that? There is one me in me, for me, and I get it, it's inside me. But there is another one of me, which is not inside me at all. It's inside your head, for example. I'm a teacher. What does that mean? That's a meaning, that's me. But it's not in me. It's in you, right? That's the other part. We should be careful to recognize both of them. Normally, we don't. The other one, we deal it as the goldsmith will do. We sell it and buy it and do like that stuff. We don't realize the real importance of the real image of me. Because what is the real image of me? Let's come to reality. You want to have a real image of me, means somebody should have a camera and take a picture of me, right? What that picture represents. My thought, my illusion, and certainly no. And that's real me. It is real me is the role I play in this. That's real me. In this reality, in my hallucinations, imaginations, label it differently, doesn't matter. In me, I could go in trance. A glass of wine will help. Maybe a puff of a good weed will help. I go deep down in me, but that is not real me. Because that's a part of me. That's only the feeling of one moment of me. Before being angry, because in that best moment of my, somebody will come in and will say something, I get angry. There is a different me. These are not me. A lot of little things like this is happening inside this machine now, right? But this machine really is the microphone. What it does, it's obvious from outside to it, right? The role of this, which is a part of this machinery, is microphone. The little bit of electrical current inside are not that relevant. We know that there is a redundancy inside, so a lot of them are really irrelevant. If they don't work, some other part will take over. This is the microphone, right? Who is me?